The government recently launched the Small Business Development Center, the SBDC model in Jamaica. This to assist small business owners who face management challenges. The Jamaica Business Development Corporation, the JBDC, has been identified as the lead agency in implementing the system under a one-year pilot. Deputy CEO at the JBDC, Harold Davis, tells us more about the SBDC model and how small businesses are expected to benefit. He was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
Well, the Small Business Development Center initiative, what it is, SBDC. Now, the U.S.'s vehicle to provide technical assistance to small business in the United States of America is through what they call the Small Business Development Center.
Yeah.
Now, that model has been around for 35 years in the U.S., and the success is just amazing. And it has a model that works. Similar in many ways to the services that JBDC offers. As a matter of fact, JBDC perhaps offers a wider range of services. But the pillars of success for the SBDC model is an integrated data management system where we are able to track a client from idea right throughout their market execution, right through to when we're talking about new market access and so on. It has a very integrated database that allows us to do that, which we will be having access to. That database will also allow us to network with the many entities that are in that database.
That's
thousands of entities.
That's
and we're talking
important.
About the facilitation of possible trade links and that type of thing between Jamaica and businesses in the U.S. And they've expanded the model to Latin America as well. Another critical pillar of the success of that model is the link with the private sector and academia. So how the model is that private sector, academia, and the public sector invest financially and with other resources in the running of the center. So the adaptation and adaptation of that model in Jamaica, and the other critical thing about the model is that it's adaptable. The model is very adaptable and it has been adapted. JBDC will be the pilot for this model in Jamaica, which means that we'll have access to that rich database and that online data management system that I mentioned earlier, which is critical as well. We have a number of partners locally that are in bed with the JBDC and the Ministry of Industry to make it happen, like the universities, many of the University of the West Indies, UTEC, NCU, and so on for that research element. And they are thinking of establishing SBDCs themselves. The HART NTA is also a partner in that process as well. And they're thinking of establishing an SBDC as well. But like I said, the Jamaica Business Development Corporation is the pilot, you know, to make sure that it happens and to sensitize other persons and other entities.
So when someone comes to JBDC, he's having access to an amazing resource. He's having access to cutting-edge information.
Absolutely.
Cutting-edge research.
Absolutely. That's the plan. I mean, that's the idea.
That's
what I mean? So we really have to. It's very important. And I think, I mean, if we're really serious about moving our small business sector to where it should be, I mean, we have several, we are natural entrepreneurs, as you know. I mean, every other person has a propensity to start a business.
We need to channel that.
And somebody said that this propensity to start a business is akin to insanity. But we have to have a little insanity
Insanity comes, some success.
But guess what? If we can channel that insanity in the right way, to afford real success and real sustainability and competitiveness, we have to be providing the assistance at another level. And that's what we're doing,
Deputy CEO at the JBDC, Harold Davis, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.